soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on December 15, 2016. In recent days, I've had the Lord very clearly and with confirmation give me a message that I am instructed to relay to everyone, every single person. I'm sharing this with people that are in the faith of Jesus Christ and people that are not. I'm sharing this with people as the Lord opens the door, and I am sharing this here from the rooftop. I am broadcasting this and declaring this clear word that the Lord is calling all people to prepare yourself to hear the Lord. Prepare yourself to hear the Lord. Jesus very clearly spoke in John 8:26 that there was many things he would say, but the people were not able to receive it. The Lord has many things to say, and it's for our benefit and good to hear from the Lord Jesus. We've had elections in recent days, and people are selecting who they want as their leader to govern the land. And it's amazing the thought process or the judgment of people, sound judgment, flawed judgment of people in assessing what is a good leader from a bad leader. But the Lord God is a wonderful, great leader. He is a king of all kings, a God above all gods. He is the God, the true God, and he has anointed his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. He is the Lord. He is chief, ruler, the arche of all creation, and he is the head of the real, true body of Christ, ladies and gentlemen. And the Lord has eyes of fire. The Lord Jesus is a real person, and he's true and faithful. And he is the apostle, he's the prophet, he's the teacher, he's the shepherd. And he has many things to say to his people and those that would call upon him. There was even Pharisees in the land of Israel when Jesus came to his own, among the religious system in that day when there was a temple in Jerusalem. And there was Pharisees that believed on him, and he told them, "If you continue in my word, you shall be my disciple indeed." It's not enough just to believe once upon a time. Have you continued on and to follow on with the Lord? That's the question. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord's saying, prepare yourself to hear him speak, because he's going to speak. And you need to hear him speak. If the Lord were to speak to you today, for the most part, especially I'm speaking of the religious system, the churchgoers, people in religion of all varying types, sects, divisions, seditions, called denominations, the work of man. And yes, there are true, sincere people that love Jesus and love the Word of God, but they're mixed up in a system that is not of the Lord. It's crooked. It's not upright. It's not straight. It's defiled. And we were told in 1 Corinthians 3 to take heed. If any man builds, take heed what you build. And if any man plants, take heed to what you plant. Don't alter and corrupt the foundation that was laid once, as Jesus Christ is the head of the corner. You've got to prepare yourself to hear the Lord. You've got to want to hear from the Lord. It starts from a desire to hear. Speak, Lord. You've got to prepare, because generally you won't receive what the Lord's saying. It would go right over your head. You don't have ears to hear. In Mark chapter 4, Jesus said, "Take heed with what measure you hear. With the same measure you meet or give, it will be given unto you." Are you teachable? Can you receive instruction? Go through the Proverbs and look at a wise man loves reproof, loves instruction. Get knowledge, get understanding, get instruction. Buy the truth and sell it not, and get wisdom and understanding, instruction over and over. Through the book of Proverbs, we're exhorted and shown the contrast between wisdom and foolishness, purity and corruption, truth from error, righteousness from unrighteousness. They're not the same thing. You've got to prepare yourself to hear. And it requires repentance. Repent before God. Humble yourself under His mighty hand. Draw near to the Lord. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts from being double-minded. It's a hard issue. You need to break up your hardened heart. Jesus would say, let my words sink down deep into your ears. Give place. Prepare yourself to hear from the Lord. And that you would be doing yourself the greatest favor. For God, out of His kindness and His mercy, He realizes you are not generally in a position to receive all the things that He would say unto you. Because if you've not laid down your life and decided whatever the Lord says, I delight to do His will, out of Psalms 40, this is the way of Jesus. I delight to do thy will, O God. I'm inclined. I pursue. I follow. I long to do that which is pleasing in your sight. Is that what you feel? Are you resisting the Lord? Turning from the Lord? Or weighing out whether you're going to do what He's told you to do? Or He's instructing you? Or the impressions? Or as He's knocking at your door? Are you weighing out whether you're going to do it or not? That's not the way of Jesus. That's not the life of Jesus. The gospel, ladies and gentlemen, is not of man, nor was Paul taught it of man, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. You've got to come out of religion like Paul did. He is the very chief example of turning from religion and turning unto Jesus Christ to be taught of the Lord. And this is where we all must be. I don't care who you are. There's so many things done in the land of churchianity, church world, Christianity as a religion that are so contrary, violate the teaching of Jesus, especially the leaders are the chiefest of the violators, and yet the people follow them. Prepare to hear the Lord. Just a few days ago, in my spirit, I heard a text spoken to me through the by the Holy Spirit. And He said, sow not among thorns. And I recall this scripture because I've ministered it to the people. It's out of Jeremiah 4. And I'm going to read this to you because nothing is new under the sun. The Lord was preparing and had decided the line had been crossed for Israel in Jerusalem. And He was going to kick them out of the land that He gave them. And put them under a foreign land for 70 years as a judgment. Read the book of Jeremiah. It's so similar as today. And Jeremiah heard the Lord and he wept what was about to take place. But the Lord told the people many things. Now listen. If you will return, O Israel, says the Lord, return unto me. And if you will put away your abominations out of my sight, then shall you not remove. And you shall swear the Lord lives in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. And the nations shall bless themselves in Him, and in Him shall they glory. Now, verse 3 and 4 of Jeremiah 4, listen. For thus says the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground, and sow not among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord and take away the foreskin of your heart, you men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings. Declare ye in Judah, the Lord says, and publish it in Jerusalem and say, blow ye the trumpet in the land. And the Lord was calling for those that would come in and bring judgment and captivity to those wicked people that had a form of godliness, but they denied the power of authentic, real righteousness. Talking about the Lord, but not loving him from the heart, that's wickedness, and that's in Jeremiah chapter 12. We're not even talking about the heathen. But what does the Lord say? Your heart is hard and not tilled. It's hard as a rock. And there's thorns. And Jesus himself, as he spoke in Matthew 13 about the word of God being sown, that he went forth sowing seed in the land, and some land would be good land that would bear fruit 30, 60, 100 fold for the glory of God. And some would rejoice in hearing the word of the Lord, but not understand. And the fowls of the air, he said, is an illustration, which were demon powers, would steal the word that was sown in people's heart. And others would endure it for a while, but give up because of the shallowness of the word of God in their heart in the day of persecution and tribulation. And surely those things will come. And others would hear the word of the Lord and would take root for a while, for a season, for a time, and only to be choked by cares of life and lusts of other things in their heart. Those are the thorns. And thorns and thistles are worthless only to be burned to give heat. What is the Lord saying? Break up that hard heart. And don't let the word be sown among your wicked heart that has other things, other idols, other love and disobedience and corruption and defilement and your self-willed nature. Seek the Lord. Ask him for help. And this is what the Lord's saying. Praise the Lord that he would even tell you this and tell you to say, come to me and ask me for help. Come for me and ask me to cleanse your heart. Seek me and I will help you, and I will cause your filth to be washed away, and I will give you a new clean heart, and I will write my law, and my voice will be in your being, and you will hear my voice. You saying, go here, go there. And you will be not going out in haste, but you shall be led forth with peace. I'll go out with joy, and you will see a difference as you walk with the Lord in the straight and narrow way that leads to life rather than the broad, wide way that leads to destruction where most choose and go. Praise the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, that the Lord is bringing this word because he knows you're not able to hear all that he's telling you. Get rid of certain things out of your life. You've believed things that aren't true. You've followed men that were lying to you or making merchandise of you, just like was warned. You've swallowed bread of false teaching that had leaven. It's affected your thinking. You're off track. You're wandering out in the ocean and being off 1 degree, ladies and gentlemen, you'll miss your target. And we are not to be that way. You need to hear what the Lord says. And it's time to break up your fallow ground. And don't sow among the thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord. What does that mean? There's a cutting away of what needs to be removed. It's the flesh. It's the flesh, ladies and gentlemen. There's no good thing in the flesh. It's a nature that needs to be crucified, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh and the lusts and passions thereof. That's in Galatians 6. Remove the foreskin of your heart, the insulation, the things that are hardening it and softening it, covering it to where it's not pliable with the Lord. Get rid of it. And if your eye offend you, pluck it out. If your hand offend you, pluck it off. If your feet offend you, cut it off. What is the Lord saying? What are you seeing and pursuing with your eyes? If it's not of the Lord, get rid of it. What are you putting your hand to do in life? Is it the things that the Lord would have you do? Is it leading you the wrong way? Then get rid of it. What are you pursuing with your life? Get rid of it. But ladies and gentlemen, come before the Lord. Turn off the TV. Turn off the radio. Turn off the computer. Put away the newspaper and the magazines. Quiet yourself. Put yourself in an environment and call upon the name of the Lord in truth. and ask Him to help you. Ask Him. I leave it there because the Lord will help you, and He'll take you to the process that is necessary to prepare you so you can hear the voice of the Lord. Many things I have to say and to judge of you. But when the Holy Spirit comes, even the Spirit of truth, He will not speak of Himself, but He will testify of me and give you all remembrance of things I've commanded you. The Lord's going to address many things. Our doctrine, our manner of life, our spiritual understanding. He's going to cause the people that seek Him to be the assembly of the Lord. It's called the ecclesia. It's translated in our English Bibles as church, but that's not an accurate translation. It's a called out people. That's not branded by man. It's not a schism or a sect. In 1 Corinthians 2, 3, and 4, Paul makes it very clear that God is not hacking up and dividing the body of Christ. There's one fold. One faith, one spirit, one doctrine that comes from the Lord. And the Lord will be your teacher and He'll teach you. And as you seek Him and hear His voice, you'll recognize others that are gifts of Christ and followers of Jesus that are speaking of the same mind, the same spirit, the same sound doctrine. This is what the Lord is doing. In recent days, as God confirmed this message, I came across an article, a letter by a man named Sorokovsky. He was a Russian Jew, an older man writing a letter telling the people in an area of religion that they too needed to prepare to hear from the Lord. And he told the story that back in the 1920s, how God was calling the men of God to seek His face and to repent, and that He was going to be speaking to them because they needed to hear what the Lord was going to prepare them for. And as they did, the Spirit of God was shaking people's lives, and they were repenting of this attitude and that, and they were putting away the flesh and putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, and they were humbling themselves and finding great joy in the Lord. And there were people that would drive to being led by the Lord to certain places. They would find themselves at people's houses or in parks, led by the Lord, and they would have a meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ in the midst. Do you see what Jesus said? Where two or more are gathered in My name, there I am in the midst of them. Are you seeking that? Are you satisfied not having the presence and power and glory of Jesus Christ? Then this is not for you. He's talking about how the Russians were worldly and carnal and partiers and into their form of religion and worshipers of icons and images. They were simple peasant people. What the Lord did was this. He picked out certain men by the Holy Spirit and told them to fast and pray. And then the Lord would tell them the name of a village and the name of the street and the name of the person to whom they should go. And God knew who was preparing in that village. Do you understand? This is what He's written. And ladies and gentlemen, I know this is true. I know this is true because I've experienced it myself, and I will share that with you. These men sought the Lord, and there were other people seeking the Lord, but the Lord would bring them together. That's the shepherd for you. They would start proclaiming the message before you, and before long you'd know the whole village gathers because of the Holy Spirit, because they were not eloquent people with mighty speech or whatever. They weren't, just like Paul was talking. They were just simple farmers, it says here. They ministered in the power of the Holy Spirit like the simple fishermen in the days of Christ. They were preaching the gospel, not in their own might, but in the power of the Holy Spirit. This letter goes on and says, so the whole village gathered before you know it. Most of the village would come to the Lord, and there would be repentance. They would be drinking vodka and idol worshiping, and then they would come empowered with the power of the Holy Spirit. And miracles were taking place all over. The Lord taught them by the Holy Spirit, by direct revelations, by visions, by angels, and by the word of prophecy. The Lord taught them with Bibles and principles of holy living, separating from the world. The Lord taught them the commandments And this is what they walked in. They walked in the word that they heard the Lord, and they repented, and then their eyes could see. The scales fell off their eyes, and their heart became sensitive to how they had grieved the Holy Spirit and quenched the Holy Spirit, and they put away these things. Now listen to this. And a time went along, about 1928, the Holy Spirit began to speak throughout all the groups and churches in Russia. They did not build assemblies in Russia because they had no time. And if they had time, they would not have been able to do so because there's growth, because God was adding to the assembly daily, just like in the book of Acts. There were big numbers. And there were multitudes coming to the Lord because it was the work of the Holy Spirit. It wasn't the work of man, this article says. Right. It wasn't man's, what you call evangelistic meetings. It wasn't man's program. They were uneducated, simple people of God. It was the work of the Holy Spirit. So they just gathered in homes. They would pray for hours, and the presence of the Lord would manifest. And then the Lord told them to prepare for famine, persecution that would come in the land. And some would be killed, some would be put in jail, and some would die. But the Lord prepared them for what was coming. Read John 15. And Jesus says, I call you my friends, not a servant. If you keep my commandments, I will show you everything I have shown to me of my Father. And this is what the Lord says. If you walk with him and listen to his voice, he will prepare you and give you the grace to endure the tribulations, the troubles, things that are coming to the world to bring correction and judgment, fierce things from God Almighty. Break up your fallow, hard heart, the ground that needs to be tilled by repenting, so the word of the Lord can take root in your life and bring change and transformation, that Jesus Christ truly would be born and brought forth in you. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord. Remove the foreskin of your heart and listen to the voice of the Lord. He has many things to say. Many things to say. I'm thinking of another text today in the Word of God. Proverbs 10:17. He is in the way of life that keeps instruction, but he that refuses reproof errs. Lord is saying you need to receive the instruction. Jesus said in John 9, for judgment am I come. In John 8, Jesus came down from the mountain, went into the temple, and the people gathered to hear him, and he sat down and taught them. That's the picture for us. And then comes religious leaders, the Pharisees, to argue and fight with Jesus. You're either going to be a disciple sitting at the feet of Jesus listening, or you're going to find yourself an adversary of the Lord, like in Luke 13, in Mark 3, or in Acts 13. The Lord is giving everyone an opportunity to sit at the feet of Jesus, to hear the word of the Lord, to hear the word of reproof. Paul commanded Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, I command you before God and before the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when the people will not endure sound doctrine, but according to the lust, they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears and shall turn from the truth unto fables. That's the picture that's coming. But the Lord is calling you if you will seek him and ask him for his help to give you ears to hear and eyes to see and a heart that will be receptive of the word of the Lord. Then you'll perceive. Then you'll know. Then you'll have understanding and perception of the truth. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regards reproof is prudent. Proverbs 15:5. Follow the Lord. Correction is grievous unto him that forsakes the way, and he that hates reproof shall die. Proverbs 15:10. A scorner loves not one that reproves him, neither will he go into the wise. The heart of him that has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. Over and over and over, the Lord is telling us to receive instruction, to listen. Text in Isaiah chapter 5. Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard in a very fruitful hill, and he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof and planted it with the choicest vine and built a tower in the midst of it and also made a wine press therein, and he looked that it would bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem, O religious world, O churches, the men of all this religiosity, judge, I pray you, between me and my vineyard. What could have I done more to my vineyard that I haven't done in it? The Lord asks, Isaiah 5:4. Wherefore, when I looked that it would bring forth grapes, why did it bring forth wild grapes? The Lord has planted his word. He's given us the gospel. He's given us the opportunity to be a new creation in Jesus Christ. The old has passed away. To be filled with the Holy Spirit, to have the instruction of the word of the Lord, to have the manifestation of Christ and the gifts of the Spirit in our life. Why does he come and the people are defiled for the most part? And why do the leaders disobey the teaching of a master, making themselves a master or a overlord over the people? Why so? Now listen to what the Lord said. This is written for our admonition and learning, clearly. And now go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down, and I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned nor digged, but there shall come up briers and thorns, and I will also command the clouds that they have no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, and behold oppression. For righteousness, behold a cry. Go through and read this, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus spoke of the vineyard many times in the Gospels. What is the Lord finding in the land of religion? Judgment begins in the house of the Lord first. And then the wicked shall be judged. But if the righteous scarcely be judged and saved, how withal shall the unrighteous appear? 1 Timothy 4, 17 and 18. You therefore, beloved, seeing you know all these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. That's what Peter prayed. Ask the Lord to have mercy upon you. Draw near to him and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands. Cleanse your heart. Break up the hardness. Turn off the spirit of Babylon, the harlot, the mother of harlots and her daughters that have perverted the world and the kings. And all the nations have been deceived by sorceries. Turn from the broken cisterns of defiled waters and men that have led you falsely, turning you from the shepherd. Turn back to the Lord and drink the pure waters of the Lord. Eat the pure bread, the pure word of God, with the gospel of the Lord that is taught of the Lord, that comes from the Lord, and that you shall find yourself in the eternal kingdom of the Lord. Strive to enter the straight gate, for many shall try to and not be able. This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.